ESLpod.com presents Using English at Work, a special 10-episode course to teach you the English that people use in a typical day at work. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. I'll be your host for this series. In this course, each lesson has three parts. First, we will hear a story read slowly, talking about a part of my day at work. Second, I will explain the vocabulary we used in the story, providing examples of how the new words should be used. Third, we will hear another version of the story, this time at a normal pace, a normal speed. To give you a chance to hear different voices speaking English, the voice used in the stories is not my voice, although it is a story about me and my day at work. Are you ready? Let's begin with lesson one. Arriving at work.
I woke up this morning and thought, TGIF. I have been looking forward to the weekend, and all I need to do is to get through one more day of work. I drive to work and pull into the parking lot next to my office building. I stop at the security gate. I put my key card into the card reader, and the security arm goes up. I drive into the parking structure and find a parking spot. I make sure that my parking permit is showing in the windshield, and I lock up. I get my briefcase out of the back seat and walk toward the building. It's a short walk, and I'm there in no time. When I get there, I take out my badge and put it around my neck before I go through the main entrance of the building. Employees are supposed to wear their badges at all times at work, so that the security guards know that we belong there. One day last week, I forgot my badge at home, and I had to get a visitor's pass for the day. My coworker made fun of me all day. He kept asking me if he could get me some coffee and when I was leaving. What a joker!